There's a fictional universe you could live in.
Yeah, absolutely.
A world where Jurassic Park is around. Mm-hmm. Dinosaurs, bro.
Who would you be?
Who would I be?
Goldblum.
I'd be the guy that wouldn't go to Jurassic Park. Maybe the first go around. But when they rebuild the park, I'd be like, no, I'm not going.
Yeah.
I remember what happened last time.
Okay.
Oh, that place where all those people got eaten by dinosaurs? Yeah, I'm not going there.
I'm good.
Yeah.
I'll stay in the sky.
How much does it cost to go there? That much? No, I'm not going. I'm not going to pay that much to die.
Yeah.
Good Lord. 8:15 today, we got some snow possible. Could see an inch, high of 30. Tonight, cloudy, cold, low of 18. Right now, it's 31.
This is WTF of the Day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
Hey, we already talked about Legos once today.
Let's do it again.
Perfect story for it. A new study in the Journal of Pediatrics and Child Health looked at how long it takes the human body to pass a Lego if you swallow one.
Oh, yeah.
Which happens. Mm-hmm. Those little tiny pieces.
A lot of tiny little pieces. A lot of little choking hazards.
So the researchers didn't use any fancy tricks to figure this out. Six doctors just volunteered to swallow a Lego. Specifically, one of those little yellow heads that go on the Lego people. That's what they swallowed. Mm-hmm.
Nice and round like a pill.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That goes down easy. Yeah. You'll be fine there. You don't want to stick it up your nose. That's where the problems are. So they had to monitor then the movements of the body, all right? So just seeing how long it would take to pass the Lego.
You know, they should man up and swallow one of those rectangular pieces.
That's what I was, you know what? Like, okay, I appreciate these scientists putting their bodies on the line, mm-hmm. you know, because that's a scary thing. Kids swallowing stuff. Yeah. I mean, you got to watch out. That's why they say, hey, small parts, be careful. Harmful if swallowed. I get it.
As a kid, I swallowed a ton of batteries.
Roll of quarters.
I really did. I swallowed a lot of batteries.
Did you really?
Yeah.
God, what is right? You know what? That actually explains a lot.
A lot of batteries. And remember the game Crossfire?
Crossfire! I remember Crossfire. Yeah. I'll sing you the theme song right now. Yeah. You swallowed the little marbles, lead balls?
Yep. All of them. They were my cousins, too.
Oh, good.
The best thing about it is my mom waited 2 weeks for me to pass them and then sent them back to Florida.
Here you go. Don't worry, I cleaned them. They found on average it takes 1.7 days to pass a Lego head. But you are onto something there. You know, okay.
That's a nice little round head.
That's easy, yeah. And swallow one of the big bricks, you know, one of the long ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good God.
What would be more impressive if you swallowed a whole set and then passed it.
It's put together. How the hell did he do that?
This guy's awesome.
He's a scientist and a magician.
You know, I bet that guy, have you ever seen that guy who swallows the pool balls?
Yeah.
And he spits them back up, and then he swallows like a key and a keychain and puts it on the keychain.
Yeah.
I bet you he could do that.
I'd like to see. I bet you he could. You know what? This is the science we need.
Absolutely.
That's answering the real questions. Will it come out put together?
Hey, could you swallow this whole $80 Lego set for us, please, and then wait a few days and see what happens?
Could you have it put together by Christmas?
Yeah.
I want it under the tree for the kids.
the kids, yes! It's my new Lego set, my new Star Wars Lego. Mom, it stinks,
though. Why does it stink? Just play with your toy, kid.